Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson, and I do love America. For me, it's always about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Obey the gospel, my friends. Today, I would like to speak to you about Starbucks and how they fired somebody. Now, this is a social media post of a video, of a woman claiming that she was fired by Starbucks for her Christian conservative beliefs. Now, I'm just going to take it at its face. I'm not going to try to say she's faking or she's making it up or anything. Let's just take it what it is and let's explore it, because many Christians, obviously the world hates us. You look at John chapter 7 and verse 7. The world does not hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its deeds are evil. The world hates Christ. And so when Christians follow Christ, they will stand out like Christ stood out, and the world will attack them. I want to begin with Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 10 through 12. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the way that speaketh froward things. So when you've got wisdom, you're going to get discretion. It will defend you and keep you away from the people who speak perverse things. I'm about to show you a video of a woman who's saying that she was fired from Starbucks for her Christian conservative beliefs. So I'm going to let her to say that. Then what I want to do, Lord willing, is I want to explain what the law is. And then we'll go through an explain sketch where you can see that conceptually arrayed with the fundamental law and exactly what's happening here with Starbucks. Before I do that, I'd like to direct your attention to the way that you can bless me, my family, and this ministry, and that is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron, patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Take the money you are already spending, switch it over to American Manufacturing. When you sign up, myself or someone with me will give you a call and we'll say, listen, this is direct product purchase delivered right to your door, just like online shopping, right to your door, but it's American manufacturer, American jobs, American sourcing. No globalist companies can purchase a seat at the corporate table, which is a blessing. Put your dollars to work to bless your country, bless me, but also yourself, because it's better products. PatriotSwitch.com/Jaron. Thank you very much. It's a blessing. I want to now play this video. It's 4 minutes long. We'll let her lay out the case, keep in mind what's going on, and then we'll discover what the law is afterwards. Watch this.
Look hot mess right now, so I'm going to put the camera right here. But basically, I'm going to tell the story of how I got fired from Starbucks for my Christian conservative values. So basically what happened was June came around, and as we all know, June is the month of tasting the rainbow. And I had been working at Starbucks for about 2 years at that point. So I was used to Starbucks putting up their decorations and stuff during the month of June. And throughout that time, no one had ever made a complaint about me being homophobic, transphobic, whatever. Because I'm not judging nobody. I'm just not about to go along with everything you want to do if it doesn't go along with God's word. But yeah, basically, you know, I had been used to them doing this every June. It was just that this particular year, they went a little bit beyond the rainbow and things were starting to taste sour and not sweet. So the first thing was they had like this glass wall display that was beside the cash register. And on that glass wall, they wrote like different sexual attraction definitions, right? So on the board, it would say things like a demisexual is somebody who's sexually attracted to this, and this person is someone who loves this. And I didn't shame them for it, but I was just telling them, like, you guys got to be careful. You know, we got families walking in here and kids are going to read that. And I specifically said, even if the board had said heterosexual, you know, I just feel like that just didn't need to be added to the decorations. And so people was getting all defensive, thinking that I'm just trying to be some type of homophobic Christian, and I was not. So that's when they started to get a little bit salty. But then another thing happened. Starbucks basically enforced this policy that if somebody's like transgender, like you have to go by their preferred pronouns. And for me, I was willing to call the person by their name. I was willing to avoid using pronouns. But it is against my faith to lie, even if it's the smallest lie. So that means if I see that you are a man and I call you a woman, that is lying. And that is identifying as you. Oh my gosh, I can't speak. That is identifying you as something that God did not create you to be, and it's identifying you as something that Satan wants to identify you as. And Satan's ultimate goal is to confuse you and deceive you about your identity. The other thing I want to make note of is that you should never underestimate the power of a small sin. The whole reason why we are in this mess in the first place is because someone ate the wrong piece of fruit. We should also take note of how the most horrible crimes in humanity never started off big. Like, people didn't just wake up one day and say, let's kill all the Jews. No, they had to start with small little propaganda to change the way people think and the way people speak. So with all those factors combined, I say respectfully, hey, you know, I'm willing to call you by your name. I'm willing to avoid using pronouns, but it's against my faith to lie and say that you are a woman if I know that you're a man. And what was crazy is that one night I had a dream that there was conflict at my job, and one of my coworkers was basically looking at me like, yep, like basically giving me this look like, yeah, you're in trouble. And I feel like it was God giving me a heads up that I was about to get fired, because literally the day after I had that dream, my store manager comes to me and says, you need to talk with me and the district manager. And so they were talking with me and basically telling me that there had been complaints made about me and how, I guess, like I'm doing things that are like homophobic or whatever. And I feel like one of the complaints that were made came from the same person that was in my dream. But as predicted, I got fired. Last thing I want to say is that I'm not saying any of this to bash my old coworkers or my old manager. I actually had a lot of fun with them and I love them. And all I want to see is them to, oh my freaking gosh, I can't speak. All I want to see is for them to be in heaven. Okay. That's all. Like, dang. But you know what they say? When you are the salt of the earth, you're going to make people salty. Okay.
Yeah, so I want to cover this. She got a little bit emotional at the very end. Again, I am not trying to argue that what she's saying is correct or what she's saying is wrong. I'm doing this because when Christians are fired, when the world attacks Christians' beliefs, we need to understand what the law is, how to use it, and how to defend ourselves. Because there's a lot of bad education that says that, well, Starbucks is a private company and they can have their policies. Let's be honest. That's what you think. That's what we've been taught. That's the prevailing understanding of the law. Well, Starbucks is a private corporation. It's a private business. And if they want to make those policies about the different bathrooms, or if they want to make their, if they want to write stuff up on the walls, and if they want to fire somebody or terminate someone's employment because their religious convictions go directly up against a corporate policy, well, you know, we can't do anything as a result of that, which is false, which is absolutely false. What I want to do, I don't know what state she's in. I don't know what state she is. So we're just going to use my state. We're going to use Oklahoma. What I want to do here is I want to go to the Oklahoma Constitution. Article 2 of the Oklahoma Constitution, this is where the rights are, the Declaration of Rights, the Bill of Rights in Oklahoma. Now, I'd like you to consider a few different things. First of all, we are in the state constitutions and not the U.S. Constitution. Your state constitutions are going to have a lot more liberty and a lot more of your rights that are specified. So if you've been watching me for any time, you know that Article 2, Section 1 of Oklahoma Constitution is awesome because it says people have all political power, right? And the government is instituted for their protection, security, benefit, and to promote the general welfare. And they, the people, have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. Now, what's beautiful about that is that this is saying that government is instituted for our benefit. So then if you've got what inherent rights, all persons have the inherent right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and the enjoyment of the gains of their own industry. And so included in liberty is your religious convictions. If you want to follow Jesus, you may follow Jesus. If you want to follow Satan, you may follow Satan. Now understand that these are inherent rights, which means they are your private rights, which means nothing in the public can regulate that which is in the private. So if you understand your rights, you understand that nothing can go against your rights. Now, what I'm saying when we speak about this young woman is that a corporation called Starbucks fired her. Now, again, I am granting all the facts in the video. So if I say they fired her, that's not me stating a fact as though I know it. It's me saying that in this video, we're going to take it as true. Okay, now you can dispute whatnot, but we're going to take it as true. That's my assumption, so that we can speak about how the law would work. Okay, so if you've got the right to liberty, which includes your freedom of religion and how you want to worship and how you want to do things, understand that in the video, she told the coworker, she told her boss, I can't use bad pronouns because that goes against my religious convictions. I can't say that because that's a lie. God commands me not to lie. Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 37 says, let your yea, yea, and your nay, nay. Everything else is of the evil one. Don't swear under the power of heaven or the throne of heaven or the temple or whatever. Just let your yes be yes and your no be no. The Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. God hates liars. Do not lie. So when she's saying that, hey, lying is against my religion, she's absolutely right. So we see here Article 2, Section 2, that we have the right to liberty. Included inside the right to liberty is the freedom of religion. Okay, so we're Oklahoma Constitution, Article 2, Section 2. We got the freedom or the right to liberty, which is, I can have the faith that I want. Now let's scroll down here to Section 28. Section 28, look at this. The records, books, files of all corporations shall be, at all times, liable and subject to the full visitorial and inquisitorial powers of the state, notwithstanding the immunities and privileges in this Bill of Rights secured to the persons, inhabitants, and citizens thereof. Now look at this. This is saying that you have the record, this is saying that the power to look at the records, the books, and files of all corporations. Now, understand very quickly, and I'm going to do the explain sketch to show it, but I need you to see it written before we show it drawn. So corporations that are doing business in Oklahoma, again, I don't know where she's from, but let's just say this is Oklahoma. If a business is doing business, if a business is conducting commerce, it's there to make money. If the business is there to make money, it is making money, and its records, books, and files shall be at all times liable and subject to the full visitorial, which means if you're going to go visit someone's grave, the grave is there and you just show up and you visit it. If you're going to visit a museum, the museum is there, you can show up and visit it. If you go to visit, a football game, right? You go to the football game and you're visiting the stadium. You are full visitorial and inquisitorial. I can't speak. You're going to inquire. So there are visitorial and inquisitorial powers of the state. I finally said it. Visitorial, inquisitorial powers of the state. This means that you can, by right, go to corporations and demand their records, books, and files. Now, first of all, this is the law right now in Oklahoma. And I say to you, it is the law right now in your state. This is why we teach our legislators the law, because when the legislators understand that they can do this, because it's implied in their legislative powers, they will understand that they can actually go to these corporations and say, do you guys have a policy? Do you guys have any records, books, or files? Do you guys have a corporate policy that goes directly against Christians? Did you fire someone because of their Christian beliefs? Now, the woman on the video said, the manager said that they were going to fire her for her being, quote, homophobic. Now, the corporation can construe this Christian's beliefs as homophobic. The corporation can do that. But what does the law say? The law says that she's got the right to what? She's got the inherent right to liberty. And because she's got the right to liberty, when a corporation has a corporate policy, that policy, and I'm going to show this on the explain sketch, that policy is very much downstream and a derivative authority from a secured and inherent right in the Constitution. So if you are subjected to a company policy and that company policy directly goes against a constitutional right, you need to know how to assert your rights in the law in order to defeat, overcome, and be protected against that corporate policy, which is ultimately what this woman should be doing. So we go back here to 28, excuse me, we go back here to 28, and we see that the corporation is subjected to this, right? Okay, so now we need to understand what this explain sketch looks like. And I hope this makes sense. I hope this makes sense, because when people understand that they have all political power and that government is created by people for people, that people in government swore an oath to serve according to the text of the constitutions, when we know that, we will just stand on our rights, and when anyone comes after us, we will tell the government, you swore to defend my right that's written right here. Because you swore that, this right trumps whatever it is that's coming against me. This is the law right now. So if we can, let me get a piece of paper. I already wrote on this, but that's fine. Let me get my Bible out of the way. Got a bunch of stuff. You know a Bible's good when it's got like notes and stuff falling out of it. Where am I at? Right here. Okay, here we go. So what I want to do now is I want to bring up the Express Trust system. This is an Express Trust, so I'm going to turn the camera off and we're going to draw this right here. It begins with the Bible. This is God's Word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the world. Heavens and the earth, I'm sorry. This means that God has all power. God literally created everything. This identifies him as the grantor. Because he's the grantor, he writes all the laws, he sets all the conditions, he can change anything he wants, everything he says goes. He is the grantor of everything. Now, God saw fit to unveil the mystery since before the foundation of the world, and that is the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the only way into salvation. Whenever you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the grave, you obey the gospel by repenting and being baptized into his name, you will receive that gift of everlasting life. Now, when Jesus came out of the grave in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me, and he says, go. Now understand, when Jesus says all the authority is given to him, understand that God the Father granted all power to Christ. This means that Christ is king. Because Christ is king, we are now in his reign, and he's the one that gets to determine literally everything. So this is what the New Testament is. It's telling us this is Christ's kingdom. How does Christ choose to reign as king? Well, the Bible tells us how he chooses to reign as king. And this is that people have rights. When he says go and he gave the Great Commission, this is aligning with the fact that God in Genesis chapter 1 and 26 through 31 created man in God's image and gave man dominion over the earth, over the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the creeping crawling things, and the fish of the sea. So because God gave dominion to man, when Jesus claims God gave him all the authority in heaven and earth and he gives it to man, he's continuing that dominion grant of power to people. But now people are supposed to be preaching the gospel and following and imitating Jesus' example, which is awesome. So now because we have we the people, our founders were Christians. They understood, I should say America's founders, because you may not be an American, but America's founders were Christians, which means they read the Bible, which means if you look to the downright, they reserved to themselves their rights. Now, one of the definitions of rights is the power of free action. This means that whenever Jesus gives you your rights, when God gives you your rights, you have the power to freely use that as you wish. Now, understand that there are consequences, both in this life and in the next life, for how you use your rights. So just because you use your rights doesn't mean you are correct in the use of them. Which is why we read God's word, which is what's going to tell us how to do stuff. But the founders were Christians and reserved to themselves rights. This is to the down left. Then they created this big fat wall. On the left side is the private realm, and on the right side is the public realm. This wall cannot be breached except for by a court of record that moves according to the common law. Then the founders created, because they create government, they created the constitutions. There are 50 plus one constitutions, 50 state constitutions and one U.S. constitution. All these constitutions are express trusts. This means that they are written, and this means that the law is exactly as it says. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, all these constitutions have a legislative branch, an executive branch, and a judicial branch. And then the people, by right, because the people created government, the people are the grantors of government. And so they give all the power, which means when you exercise your rights, you can send notice and affidavit into the government to tell them what to do to fix problems. And therein lies where we are right here. Let's go to the handy dandy and we'll bring up this. We'll bring up that. And I will go ahead and say, if this information is valuable to you, go ahead and support me in what I do by going to patriotswitch.com/Jaren. Because it is a blessing. Switch your shopping over to American manufacturing. Okay, so here we go. Here's what we got. So in this case, you've got people who created the express trust called the Constitution. Then you've got the legislative, the executive, the judicial. So we'll call this Starbucks firing Christian. We'll just say Christian. Starbucks firing Christian, okay? So now you've got the Constitution. So Starbucks is a corporation that's in business, which means I believe it was started in Washington. Okay, so the people of Washington created the Washington Constitution, which created the legislature, which passes statutes, and these statutes then define, I keep doing the same problem, these statutes then define the ability to create entities. So there is some law in Washington that allows them to create entities. These entities, that statute was then created to use, or excuse me, was then used to create Starbucks. So Starbucks is a corporation that was created by a statute that was allowed, so this is the statute to create entities. This statute to create entities was created by some statute, right? Hold on, this right here, this should just be continuing. So we'll do this. Sorry, I shouldn't have done this. So we'll just say, so the legislature passed statutes which allows Starbucks to be created, okay? And then the legislature will also pass statutes, right? That's probably like a corporation commission, or it's a secretary of state or something like that. And these might be listed underneath the executive branch for whatever state. But the point is that there are things that regulate this entity. So Starbucks, let's focus on Starbucks. Starbucks comes out with a pro fornication policy. And this pro-fornication policy is the bylaw of Starbucks. So because Starbucks is actually a company that's predicated on things that hate Jesus, you now have, come on camera, you now have the pro-fornication policy that's under Starbucks. So now whenever anyone comes and works for Starbucks as an employee, so now employees were going to follow these pro-fornication policies as a result of Starbucks being created by a statute, which was created by the legislature, which was created by the Constitution, which comes from people, which, you know, received all their power from Jesus. Come on, stinking camera. Maybe I can get it to focus. Yeah, it's just not focusing. This is frustrating. Okay, so you've got this pro-fornication policy, you've got the employee, she's now following this, okay? So now this is what's going on. So now Starbucks comes up with the pro-fornication policy, and this woman on the video is an employee. Well, Starbucks elevates its pro-fornication policy to terminate this employee. When Starbucks uses its pro-fornication policy, to terminate this employee, this employee has multiple different ways of thinking about this. According to our way of thinking, the way that we've been taught, we've been educated that the government is in charge of us and that we get treated as a people. And then because people have started to use these words like free market capitalism, right? Because free market capitalism is a trope in politics these days, one that a lot of Republicans get on. Now follow me here, because I'm speaking some sacrilege to a lot of political conservatives. Because free market capitalism has been drilled into the brains of political conservatives, excuse me, we don't understand this relationship in the law. Because we see free market capitalism, we see Starbucks with its pro-fornication policy, and we say, well, that's free market capitalism. That's one of the things that we have to do, or that's one of the things we have to accept because of free market capitalism. In the meantime, Starbucks is firing Christians. And if Starbucks is firing Christians, but this Christian right here has the right to what? Religion. She's got the right to liberty. She's got the right to say, no, this liberty right here is protected. Men equal men. Women equal women. Because the Bible says that men are men and women are women. Because God said, let us make man in our image. Male and female, he created he, them. Thee, them, they, them. Right? God created men to be men and women to be women. So ultimately, you've got a corporate policy that's pro-fornication, that's in an entity that was created by statutes, that was created by the legislature, that's created by the Constitution, that was created by people, that was given the power by Jesus, who ultimately is God, right? Because God is one, right? There is no God but God, right? So God of Israel is one. So God is one. In fact, this right here is Elohim, which is the plural. So God is plural, the Godhead, right? So here's what we've got. So now that all this happens, if one of these people, the employee, right? This is the employee. If this woman right here has the reserved right to liberty to say men are men and women are women, right? There's the consequence. The consequence is that she got terminated. But the distinction in the law is that she regards herself as an employee. She does not regard herself as one of the people. Because she sees herself as an employee, and this is her understanding. Her understanding is that Starbucks is free market capitalism. And because political conservatives, this is what they believe and this is what they've been taught, they don't know that her rights right here are violated right here by a corporation that can only exist if it moves according to the Constitution. So what does she need to do? She needs to say that she's not an employee. She is a child of the Lord. She is one of the people. She has reserved rights. These reserved rights include the right to liberty to say men are men and women are women. And yes, the company does have the ability to make its own policy. And the company does have the ability to follow its policies to fire the employees it wants for whatever reason. Until the people understand what their rights are. When you understand what your rights are, you can, from this position, write notice or affidavit. Now look at this. This is where I can't spell. This is where she can. And if you want to learn more about this, you can go to my teacher, Dave Jose. He's on Twitter, RealDaveCares4, the number 4, you, on X. You can write notice and affidavit. Now, as one of the people, you can give your legislators instructions. So let's say that there's a state rep right there. So this is a state constitution. Let's say that there's a state rep. That state rep right here has the power to write letters of inquiry directly to Starbucks. And we saw in Oklahoma Constitution, let me bring that up real fast. We saw in Oklahoma Constitution where there is actually the records, books, and files of corporation shall at all times be liable and subject to the full visitorial and inquisitorial powers of the state, notwithstanding the immunities and privileges in this Bill of Rights. Now think about this. This is literally saying that corporations are open to be visited and inquired into, notwithstanding, which means there is notwithstanding notwithstanding the immunities and privileges in this Bill of Rights secured to the persons, inhabitants, and citizens thereof. This literally tells you that the Bill of Rights protects you from the visitorial and inquisitorial powers of the state. So the only thing that prevents corporations from having their books opened are rights secured in the Constitution. Does that make sense? Let me show this to you on the sketch. If you've got a corporation, the only thing that can defend your corporation's books are the rights reserved in the Constitution. This gets down to the nature of public and private, which is why I direct people to Dave Jose. Because Starbucks used a statute which came from the legislature, which came from the Constitution, which came from the people, which means it's in public. So that means when Starbucks violates the employee's right to religion or liberty, Starbucks is going against the Constitution, and it can't do that. So the employee, if the employee knew her rights, could write notice and affidavit. The employee could go directly to Starbucks. The employee, and I shouldn't even call that, the one of the people, they can write notice and affidavit directly to Starbucks. They can write notice and affidavit to their state legislature. They can, if they want to, write it to someone in the Secretary of State. They can write it to someone in the Corporation Commission. They can write it to whomever they wanted to. This is why you need to understand your rights, and you need to understand how to write notice and affidavit. So if you know this, you now understand that this right here, this termination, the termination is a controversy. The termination is a controversy. And in the law, this is what we want. We want controversy. We want controversy because we want the fight of rights against anything in government. So if anything is downstream from the Constitution, we want that fight. We want that fight all day long because you just saw in the Constitution, notwithstanding the immunities and privileges in this Bill of Rights secured to the persons, inhabitants, and citizens thereof. So that means the Bill of Rights will secure you. The Bill of Rights, your reserved rights, will secure you from anything in government, especially the visitorial and inquisitorial powers of the state. So because she was terminated, this is now a controversy. This controversy is where she needs to be writing notice and affidavit. Now again, depending on her understanding, she could write notice and affidavit to Starbucks directly, or she could write notice and affidavit to this state legislature. Now think about this. If the Oklahoma Constitution specifies that the record books, files of all corporations shall be at all times liable and subject to the full visitorial inquisitorial powers of the state, don't you think that this one of the people here can write notice and affidavit to this legislator quoting Oklahoma Article 2, Section 28? And if Oklahoma Article 2, Section 28, this legislature sees that, he's going to see the legislator, he or she, is going to see this. They're going to be like, oh, shoot, that's awesome. Now, because I know the Oklahoma Constitution really well, I also know there's other provisions that are going to specify that this guy right here can directly ask this question of Starbucks. Now, understand, Starbucks might have been, and I think it is a Seattle, Washington company. So you might be thinking, well, Starbucks was created in Washington and this is Oklahoma. It doesn't matter. Starbucks is licensed to do business in the state of Oklahoma. The reason why corporations are licensed to do business, and that license is going to be provided by a statute, which is provided by the legislature, which came from the Constitution, which came from the people. The reason why corporate entities are licensed to do business is so that they never violate rights. So when you know your rights and you know this demonstration, you know that you can send notice and affidavit directly to these people. You can send notice and affidavit to these people. You can send notice and affidavit to Secretary of State of the Corporation Commission. Now, Dave's got webinars on this, and I'm not going to go into it further, but you can actually get some money out of this. You could actually get money out of Starbucks only using the legislature. And I'll briefly walk you through that concept. Think about this. If the legislature has the power to open up the books, and so do the people, as we saw, Oklahoma Article 2, Section 28. So if the power of the books can be compelled by Starbucks, think about this. What can be compelled? The records, look at this, the records, books, and files of all corporations. The records, books, and files. Now, if Starbucks, which is an international company, has records, books, and files from all over the world, records, books, and files from all over the world, emails, bank accounts, corporate ledgers, internal communications, they've got all sorts of things that they're involved in. Does Starbucks want their full visitorial and inquisitorial powers to be exposed? Do they want this stuff to be used against them? Especially if you can show it in writing. If you can show in writing the Constitution that says you guys have to open up the books, do these guys want to do that? Now, of course, Starbucks will do what? Starbucks will go get their attorneys. Starbucks will call their attorneys. And Starbucks attorneys will say, shut up, you can't do anything. At that point, legislature, you now can start to multiply this effort and realize that a company that's attacking Christians has lawyered up against the direct expressed text of your Constitution. Do you understand that the Oklahoma Constitution also says that this business license and business charter can be revoked, changed, or annulled just based on these guys' decision? So when you understand what the Constitution is, if this employee sends notice affidavit of harm to this legislator, and this legislator wanted to win some political points, this legislator could write a notice of inquiry directly to that company right there, and you could start to put the squeeze on these guys. You could start to go here, do the same thing. You can get money out of this. You can get money out of this termination without ever having to go to court. And that's why, and I'll show it to you, that's why whenever you understand what your Constitution says, if we go all the way back up here to Oklahoma Constitution Article 2 and Section 3, look at this. The people have the right peaceably to assemble for their own good and to apply to those invested with the powers of government for redress of grievances. Now, would you say that this is a grievance? Would you say that this is a grievance? If this woman right here, who has the right to liberty, the right to religion, if she's got a grievance against this corporate entity, can't she just tell anybody in the government? Because what did it say? The Constitution says what? Apply to those invested with the powers of government. So who is, according to this Constitution, who has the powers of government? Literally everybody in government. So she can write notice affidavit to anybody in government for redress of grievance. So this means that the legislature could write a special act, a special law directly for her in this matter. And they could pass it. And when they pass it, they could literally write a special legislation that says that because Starbucks did this to her, and Starbucks is a regulated entity by this statute, by this legislature, these people right here, because they created the statute, these people right here, because the statute created the corporation, these people right here are judge, jury, executioner. You never need to go to the executive branch. You never need to go to the judicial branch. And most legislators do not know that they can do that. Because they don't know, the people don't know, this continues to happen because of stupid tropes like free market capitalism, which, by the way, I am a capitalist, but let's be straight. I'm a Christian first. I want the law defended. I want righteousness done. And if a woman is working righteousness while making a mocha frappa chopa latte at Starbucks, she needs to be able to tell you are a man, you are not a woman. You are a woman, you are not a man. Now, so that's the law. Now this doesn't mean, if she's causing hazard in the workplace or whatever, that's a different issue. But if the employer, like this video said, if the employer said, you're a homophobe and we got to get rid of you, understand that that is advancing a value, a corporate value from that corporation's bylaws directly against her religious beliefs. That is a controversy in the law. She wins every day. She wins that all day, every day. So this is why people need to learn the law. Folks, the most important thing that I do is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. When Christ took the cross, he was virgin born, lived a sinless life. When he was there, crown of thorns, had a sign above his head that said, Christ, King of the Jews, or King of, here, you know, King of the Jews. When this was the case, he is and was the perfect atonement for the sins of the world. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. When people hear this message, they will hear this message and they will believe it or they won't. They will hear this message and they will obey it or they won't. The response to the gospel message is that only Jesus is who saves you. Only his blood who washes away your sins. That is the only way that you have forgiveness of sin. It's also the only way that you have everlasting life. See, this is why I draw the death, the burial, the resurrection. The resurrection is critical. Because when Jesus died, he paid the fine. When he rose, he guaranteed the promise of life. Because if he just dies and doesn't raise, who cares? Right? And if he never dies, then you don't have atonement for your sin. So God had to punish Christ to punish our sin. So you, with the death, you get the atonement of your sin. And with the resurrection, you get the promise of everlasting life. So you've got the forgiveness and you've got the salvation. You've got the atonement and you've got the resurrection. You have the forgiveness of your sin, the grace that covers your sin, but you've also got the promise and the joy and the hope and the goodness of everlasting life. Now, when you hear this, the call is to obey. It's to repent of your sin and to be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins so that you may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That way you are in Christ. And when you are in Christ, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 says that Christ is the Savior of the church. He wants a Savior of the body. When the Bible says that the church is the body of Christ and Christ is the head, you need to be in Christ. To do that, you obey the gospel. Thank you very much for watching. If you want to help me mail Bibles all over the nation, one way to do that is at humblewb.coffee. Humblewb.coffee. It is a private membership association. And for the membership fee of joining and helping me send out Bibles, you will get your choice of free air-roasted coffee delivered right to your door. Delicious air-roasted coffee, perfectly roasted on a cushion of air, never in a metal bucket loaded up with a bunch of garbage. That's at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. God bless you. Thank you very much. Until next time, my name is Jaron Jackson. I do love America. Do not quit. Go to war.